Tonight, we're in for a treat.
My guest this evening was one of the great geniuses that ever walked the earth. Philosopher, professor, father of atomic energy, Mr. Relativity himself. And that's who we are fortunate to have here tonight. I kid you not. I just saw him backstage a few moments ago. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome the original,
Dr. Albert Einstein.
Take three.
Smooth move, Einstein.
Welcome, Professor. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Wish you could be here.
Relativity. We've all heard that word before, and surely it has changed the way we think about the world. But for the average guy who's not too sophisticated, I'm not talking about you and me now, but for these good people, what does it mean?
Relativity?
Yeah, what does it mean in a sentence?
Relativity in one sentence? All right. For you. Relativity in one sentence. Well, according to Isaac Newton, if all matter disappeared from the universe, time and space would be left. But according to relativity, time and space would get thrown out with everything else. Yeah? That's relativity in one sentence.
Take another. Or is it too difficult to explain?
I think it is possible for everyone to understand them. But since the mathematicians have explained my theories, I myself have problems understanding them. Look, two knocks on the same spot at two different times. Right? How can it be? This room is moving through space. Because the world is revolving around the sun and the entire solar system itself is in motion. So how can it be two knocks were delivered on the same spot at two different times? It cannot be. You see, what I knocked here is already outside the door. If we want that spot to remain the same, then we must do away with this sense of time.
Can you give us some kind of an example for the audience? Wouldn't you people like an example?
An example of relativity, eh? All right. Imagine a field by a railroad track. And some people are standing there, huh? Say, all of you people. Suddenly, two flashes of lightning burst from the sky and strike the track on either side of you an equal distance apart. Now, you will all say that the flashes happened at the same time. Yes? Yes! And you would be right. Now, suppose a train is coming, carrying some passengers. Let's say all of you people. You are looking out the window when suddenly the lightning strikes again and the thunder goes kaboom. Now, for you standing there, they happened at the same time as before. But for you, you are speeding towards one light on the way from the other. The light you are speeding towards strikes you first while the other one is still catching up. So you will say that one flash happened before the other. Yes?
Yeah?
Yes, and you also would be right. Now, suppose another train is coming from the opposite direction, yeah? I will be on that train. Now, you are standing there in the rain. You are on your train coming this way, and I'm on my train coming this way. And we're all waiting for that lightning to strike again. Everybody ready? Wait. Kaboom. So for me, this light happened first. And for you, this light happened first. And for you, well, you are soaking wet. but it still happened at the same time as before, and we would all be right. You see, time is relative to the motion of the observer. One man's now is another man's then.